My name's Matt Bauer. I'm a lecturer, information communication technology here at Macquarie University. Responsible and privileged to be trying to help teachers, our pre-service teachers, develop their technology-based learning capabilities. It's a wonderful challenge because students are really enthusiastic to learn a whole lot of technology skills and principles. And it's a really interesting question to me on what are the most effective ways to develop our pre-service teachers' technology-based learning capabilities. One of the things that we tried for the first time last semester was having them not just design learning experiences and activities in one platform, but having them do it in two different platforms with the intention of having them compare and contrast their experiences in designing in both platforms. So the two platforms that we used were LAMS and Moodle, and one of the sub-investigations that came out of implementing this approach was having students to reflect upon the two different tools that they were using to compare and contrast those tools as mediums for implementing their learning designs. And this presentation is about reporting upon students' perceptions. So what we're going to do is basically after the introduction, I'll take you through the LAMS, the advantages of Moodle, disadvantages of LAMS, and disadvantages of Moodle. Now, this the most interesting thing of this to me, because I've formed my own impressions and think they're both wonderful tools and each has their own place, the interesting thing to me was looking at their perceptions about what mattered to them, their lens into looking at these two different technologies. And that's the thing that I'd really like to be discussing with you today. If you'd like to make any comments throughout, I'd much prefer this be a discussion than just a one-way presentation. So let's take a look. So they're both open source learning systems, which was important from the point of view that students could then go away and implement these in their classes with relative ease. And I think more and more courses that are responsible for developing our teachers of the future are using these sorts of technologies. More interesting to me than what the students' perceptions of the actual tools were was what did it reveal about their understanding of learning design. Don't do this to me, Prezi. Okay, so some background literature. And there's been a lot of sort of around the perimeter of this topic, there's been a lot of different literature. So for instance, Leanne back in LAMS version 1 looked at students' perceptions of using LAMS, and they really appreciated the ability to design, to visualise their designs, to share their designs. And that was a Likert scale item. I recommend that you look that up. It's got a lot of interesting findings. In LAMS version 2, our keynote speaker from this morning investigated university teachers' perceptions of using LAM, and her emphasis and interest from her talk today was on the inquiry-based learning aspect. And interestingly, those lecturers didn't see LAMs as really being so suitable for inquiry-based learning because of its tight structure, and that trade-off between the technology and the pedagogy is something that I'll come back to, because I actually think it's really about how you design with these tools, because they are both quite flexible. Moodle has been used, although I found that it was quite difficult to find literature about designing and having teachers design using Moodle. There was a little bit of a discussion about what teachers had done in terms of opening up Moodle as a space for design, but there wasn't so much of an investigation into the outcomes of it. They were rather talking about what they'd done. And as well, coming out of JISC, there's some work by Masterman and colleagues that considered perceptions of LAMs and Moodles as learning design technologies, but not comparing and contrasting them and sort of leveraging that interesting sort of nexus to be able to compare and contrast. So basically, Education 261 is a second year subject for our pre-service teachers, looking at the role of ICTs and how to design with it. The students had two tasks amongst four, but we're going to focus in on two today. They designed a lesson using LAMs, and they wrote a justification of the approach. And that justification was important because that's where they were reflecting upon what they were doing, the affordances of the technologies, the implications for their pedagogies. And then there was also a second task, which was designing a short course together in groups. So that was good because they could then take what they had sort of developed as in or learnt in the first task and share that sort of learning and develop it further in a group work task, and also be able to compare and contrast Moodle with LAMs. At the end of those two experiences, there were questions about the advantages and disadvantages of the two different technologies, their future preferences. There was also another element of the survey that looked at what they felt this offered to them in terms of abstraction, but I'm not focusing on that today. So let's have a look at, and that really does interfere. Yeah, unfortunately, I've been pressing escape, and for some reason, it must be Internet Explorer. It takes me out of that mode, but it's not giving me what I want in terms of getting rid of that. So I'll just move it so that we can see. So that first question there, what are the advantages afforded by LAMs when it comes to designing and implementing learning experiences for students? And you can see that they really appreciated the group work and collaborative and interactive aspects of it. And it's particularly in LAMs, more than Moodle, the ability to direct pass. So a lot of the top responses I found were really sensible and intuitive observations on the advantages of each tool. There was sometimes it was interesting which advantages had relatively few people identifying them. For instance, flexible, reusable teaching content was only identified by two people as an advantage of LAMs. Accessing external resources. And some of the other interesting things in terms of students' perceptions, some students were saying things like, it makes meaningful learning take place, which really isn't something that the technology in itself is doing. You can have totally unmeaningful learning take place in any different technology. I think that theme of what it's actually revealing about the level of understanding the different students had developed. This process was, they were given open-ended questions. So it was quite a bit of work to try and categorise and distill that into categories. And that's actually a representation of taking the meaning of all of their responses to that question, and all of the individual responses were left out. Are there any questions at this point? Any observations that people would like to make? Okay, well, let's have a look then at the perceived advantages of Moodle. It's probably not as clear as I would like it. Is that legible? Okay, sorry to make you squint. So many tools, applications, allowing a range of activities. Surprisingly, available anytime, anywhere. Whereas to me, Moodle and LAMs are sort of equally available as one another. I think that what they're talking about is if you wanted to log on to do your learning with Moodle, because it's asynchronous, you could just do it whenever you wanted and it's there and it's available. Whereas LAMs, potentially, you needed to all come together at a particular time. So, I'm just picking out some... okay, so this point here, allowing more student-centric active learning, promoting self-directed learning, they really did pick up on the fact that with Moodle, you can access any point of the material at any time, so you can dive straight in to the point of learning and direct your pathway through it much more flexibly. So I think that's, you know, and there's a trade-off there, and it was good to see when we get to the end that students appreciate it. At different times, you might be using different tools for different purposes. Allowing student review of material, and there's another one, secure data. I didn't quite even see what they meant by that as opposed to, for instance, LAMS. Are there any things in that that sort of you notice or would like to comment on?
There's both. I'm just looking at this aspect of feedback because it's quite important in our line of work at the ESL here at Warwick. And both Moodle and LAMS had a low percentage there.
This might be due to... Yeah, that might. It's a really good point to draw out, actually. That may be because, really, for the purpose of assessment, these students were designing their learning experiences and submitting them, but they didn't actually get to apply them in classes and give the feedback. So they might not be as conscious of that aspect of it.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Just moving on from that, did you ask the question whether they used either as students themselves? Because I think you come out in a very different way.
Do you mean... Had they learnt prior to this unit or
in this unit?
In
all, yeah. So they had experience as a student themselves.
So we...
Or is this totally geared towards learning design?
Yeah, so I should have drawn that out at the beginning. In terms of the experience, getting them to be able to design, we started in the second week of the unit. We ran through the same sequence together. Andrew was teaching with me, so they'd had a couple of experiences as students. The overall framework that we were using to as the learning management system for EDUC 261 was Moodle, so that they had that experience as students in that way. And one of the wonderful things about Moodle, incidentally, was that we had a patch or augmentation to a module made so that it was very easy to create a batch of courses for students so that we could put them very quickly into groups, and there were 26 courses that are in their groups. So you can't do that with like Blackboard and with your web CTs because the learning and teaching center would have a fit. No, we're not giving this to students, but with Moodle straight away because it's open source and more flexible and you can have your own installation, we were able to give students their own courses to design. Any other comments, questions, thoughts? Okay. So let's have a look now at some of the perceived limitations of LAMS. And this was the greatest limitation of both LAMS and Moodle, technical problems, crashes, reliances on technology, if my internet doesn't work, all of those sorts of things. Now, it's interesting, too structured and linear, but one of the advantages is, you can really sequence the student's learning experience. So I think we need to potentially look at that as an attribute that can be used to advantage or maybe constraining depending on the situation. I actually found some of these quite bemusing in terms of tools not powerful, flexible, yet you can embed so many different tools in LAMS. This can be tainted by their actual experience of using these tools in this unit because we were covering not only LAMS and Moodle but many other things. We didn't have a chance to really drill down into the full functionality and going through each tool and what you could do with it, so potentially that could impact on their perceptions. It's time consuming to create sequences. Again, that's something that I feel like, well, considering what you're able to do in labs, I can't see of any quicker way to actually do it. Maybe what they were meaning is, actually, if you want to design a good lesson with technology, that takes quite a bit of time. So this idea that it may be a little bit lockstep, that it may restrict students who are a bit advanced and want to get ahead, depending on how, but that's more about how you design with the technology. One interesting point was, and this might, in terms of special needs and education, I thought it was a reasonable point that a lot of the tools are text-based, and depending, so it may not be so suitable for special education, depending on people's literacy levels. And once again, same for Moodle, but it's an interesting consideration. And those are the sorts of things that I was appreciating, that students were thinking about accessibility, going into the issues of applying the technologies. Are there any other points in there that you'd like
could
to
you define
yeah.
Further concerning one of the technical problems or crashes or the labs?
Okay, so it's just at times access to server is down. Occasionally there was problems with the chat tool in terms of you'd get to a point in a sequence, you'd be using chat and it wouldn't allow you to go on, and it'd freeze and you had to sort of go back into the sequence and go again. I think it's like a sort of system as you, each new version that you bring out and upgrade, you know, there's bugs that you have to go back and fix, and so I think those problems weren't insurmountable and have probably since been overcome, but they were experienced during this year. Any other questions?
The second one, two structured and linear, is
yes.
This over, was this version 1 or
no, this
is the latest version?
2.3, so yeah.
So has the latest version addressed this issue?
The fact that it's too structured and linear is, as I was saying before, it's about how they design with it. So, I mean, if you wanted to, you could design a LAMP sequence as one big option around a whole lot of activities so that there's actually no structure, that you could get into any activity whenever you wanted to. I think there's real advantages in, but there aren't that many tools that you can structure a learning sequence for people, and there are times that you do want to structure a learning sequence. So, as I was saying, I think that that's an attribute that can be used to advantage or may be constraining depending on the situation. Any other thoughts, questions? Okay. Let's go on to some disadvantages or limitations of Moodle. Requires computer internet access, technological problems. Too much information, information overload with design. They found that getting into the designing of Moodle took a fair bit of time. Now, it should be pointed out in all of these responses that they designed with LAMS first and then with Moodle, so that they, because some people come into this unit and don't have a particularly high level of technological literacy. So having been through that LAMS experience, it in some ways will have helped them to develop greater technological literacy when they came to design using Moodle. Smaller range of tools and limitations of the tools. Time consuming again. This is sort of interesting. May be difficult to keep students on task, whereas LAMS allowed that structured, yes, you're doing this next, this is keeping everyone focused on a learning activity. Moodle didn't afford that sort of structure, so that it wasn't as easy to monitor and keep students on task. Boring, repetitive. Again, I'd argue that it's the way that the tool's used and the ways that other technologies are drawn into it. So it's not the technology itself, but the way that it's used. Poor collaborative tools. I think that the tools in LAMS at this stage better for collaboration. Any comments or questions about any of that, those points there?
Matt, did they see the value of using a LAM sequence as an activity within the Moodle system?
Thanks. That's actually something that's going to leads perfectly onto the next point. So this is, we asked them, which do you prefer? And that's maybe a controversial question, but that was the, you know, it's interesting to know, what are their preferences? So you have up the here, but, and there was, it was good to see that there was a range both ways. This were reasons for preferring LAMs. These were common, this was an interesting band in here, common reasons for preferring LAMs versus Moodle, even though the same point is being raised. So the interface was better for LAMs. No, the interface was better for Moodle. Can host many different resources in LAMs. Oh, you can host many different resources in Moodle. And we didn't actually have as much time as I would like, but now that we've gone away, because we did it in class and reflected in class, but it would have been nice to have had the opportunity to go back to the class with this and say, well, actually, what do you think now, looking at these? And they might be starting to think, well, actually, yeah, you can host many different resources in either. It doesn't actually depend so much on the tool. And it's more structured, organized, more fun or engaging. It's an interesting one. Integrates well with educational theories, and that's a point that I'll come to along with Pam's point in a moment about how people view the technologies. Required less development time, and I'll just move this up so you can just see the bottom here. One thing that people did appreciate, and so there wasn't sort of any overlap, good for single lessons. LAMS is really great because you can structure it more tightly, providing guidance and focus. Better for long-term planning, more flexible learning, which is great because students are sort of appreciating how the affordance of the different tools lends more naturally to one purpose or the other. In terms of future use for LAMS and Moodle, and the reasons for the reasons they would be more likely to use one rather than the other, is they'd use LAMS because these people were going to be thinking in terms of short-term lessons, or they were teaching younger students. Again, there was a band of overlap here. Moodle, they felt, well, especially if they were teaching high school, it's great for structuring my whole course, for allowing more student-directed learning for older students. So now, are there any questions or comments about any of that? Yeah.
Kind of similar. We also have LAMS integrated into Moodle.
Mm.
And now one of the questions we're asking is, within Moodle, when do I want to use a LAMS lesson instead of whatever else Moodle offers? So
yeah.
If you have a, well, short, clear answer to that.
In the Moodle lessons that people, Moodle short courses that people created, some of them had embedded LAMS sequences within that. And to me personally, and it'd be interesting to open up it to everyone, although I think we're running out of time, is it depends on how tightly structured and grouped and you want the learning sequence for that particular lesson to be. So we might, if there is time, just discuss that at the end. And the concluding comments. So students generally understood that LAMS is more appropriate for tightly structured for younger students, and Moodle offers this course level structure and independent learning, so can be suitable for older students. The preferences and expected future use often, but not always, some students just preferred one tool to another, but it depended on their anticipated context, whether they're teaching young, old students, for instance. And the main thing for me, anyway, as a teacher of our future teachers, was the valuable insight that it provided in analysing their qualitative comments and thinking about their learning design thinking. So emphasising an and attributing effects to technology as opposed to pedagogy. Oh, this technology creates meaningful learning, whereas, you know, I think the meaningful learning is more in the task design and the pedagogy than the technology. A lot of the comments that came that you saw in the advantages and disadvantages indicated that they didn't actually understand the full range of functionality in the tools and that there were gaps in their knowledge in that way. And this, and at times there was sort of little awareness of important things about the technologies that only a few people were identifying things such as reusability as a very important factor. So that's just, I suppose, to me anyway, it was an interesting insight into students' perceptions. Is there any final comments or questions that people would like to pose? Very nice.